Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back to 7 Till the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Brad Van Horn, President of Business Appraisal Services. Brad, tell us about your company.
Business Appraisal Services does nothing except value privately held businesses. So we're America's business valuation firm, and we do small, medium, and large firm valuations. We also structure employee stock ownership plans because that is the greatest way to get wealth into the hands of American workers. So that's really our business in a nutshell.
So, and I need a website, please.
It's www.basval.com.
Basval.com. And folks, if you think you might be a candidate for an ESOP, Brad's the guy. And in fact, that's what we're going to talk about right now. It's easier to put an ESOP together today. There was a time when the rule of thumb, when I first started reporting on ESOPs, 20-something years ago, Brad, the number was 100. You needed 100 employees to do an ESOP, and I've forgotten what the revenue number was, but it's a lot smaller than that now, isn't it?
It is. I'll bet you for 100 employees, you probably had at least $10 million of revenue a year, probably more. Could have been 10 to 20 million. But, so it takes a lot less heavy lifting nowadays to implement an ESOP. So, what I would say is you need about 15 to 20 full-time employees to have enough employees so that you can meet certain regulations that have been set up by the Internal Revenue Service regarding ESOPs. And then that probably translates to minimum revenues of $2 to $4 million dollars, depending on your margins. So,
but you've got to have, for that small of a group, that's not a lot of critical mass. For that small of a group, you got to have a high margin company, don't you? You can't be selling commodities, and do a 15 employee ESOP. Would you agree with that?
Sure. Because you have to have a certain amount of profits in order to pay the freight on implementing the ESOP, and there are a minimum amount of ongoing expenses for valuation and plan administration, and sometimes you need to pay a trustee. So that requires earnings. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim.
But the regulatory requirements have improved too, right? The trustee part, the fiduciary part?
They've always been out there, but we've gotten a lot better at dealing with them. So now we're friends with the Department of Labor and the Internal Revenue Service. We're not adversaries. We all work together to make sure that everything's done right. And we all have benefited in the last 20 years from a lot of education. So being smarter at your job means you can do it more cheaply.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. But it is a lot more. It's coming down market. And right now, of the ESOPs you put together in the last 2 years, what would you say would be the average employee number?
Probably in that 50 to 75 range.
That's a real sweet spot number, isn't it, for critical mass?
Yes, and that's probably where most small businesses in America fall. They probably fall in that 50 to 75 employee range. So that's why it's a sweet spot for ESOPs.
Right, exactly. So, Brad, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to tell us about ESOPs?
Well, I want to tell you about the money tree, because I think we found the money tree with ESOPs. And real quick, what I mean by that is ESOPs are very, very special, and they can create a lot of wealth for the American worker. And here's how. If you have an S corporation and you're 100% owned by your ESOP, you don't pay any federal income tax as a corporation.
Wow.
Just think about that.
That's the money tree, folks. That'll make you look into this. Hey, Brad, good job today. Thank you very much for being here. And that's BASVAL.com is the website. Brad Van Horn is the leader over there, and we appreciate him very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.